16 hours ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Japan, Hiroshima, and had more power than a 20,000 ton of TNT. It had more than 2,000 times the mass of the British Grand Fleet, which is the largest bomb ever used in the history of warfare.
The Japanese began the war from here at Pearl Harbor. They have repaid many folds. And the end is not the end. With this bomb, we have now added a new and revolutionary increase in destruction to supplement the prime power of our armed force. In their present form, these bombs are now in production and even more powerful forms are in development.
It is an atomic bomb that is the haunting of the basic power of the universe, the force from which the sun draws his power has been used against those who brought war to the Far East.
In 1939, it was the accepted belief in scientists that it was theoretically possible to release atomic energy, but no one knew any practical method of doing it. By 1942, however, we knew that the Germans were working feverishly to find a way to add an atomic energy to another engine of a war which they hoped to install, but they failed. You may be grateful to Providence that the Germans got the 5IG and 5-2IGs late and in limited quantities, and even more grateful that they did not get the atomic bomb at all.
Battle of the balls is healthy. Risk for us as well. As the battles of the air, land, and sea have won the battles.
Beginning in 1940, the full Pearl Harbor scientific knowledge are useful in war between the U.S. and Great Britain. Many crises helped our victories.